January 18, the living water. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians 10:4. Christ combines the two types. He is the rock. He is the living water. The same beautiful and expressive figures are carried throughout the Bible. Centuries before the advent of Christ, Moses pointed to him as the rock of Israel's salvation. The psalmist sung of him as my redeemer, the rock of my strength, the rock that is higher than I, a rock of habitation, rock of my heart, rock of my refuge. In David's song, his grace is pictured as the cool, still waters amid green pastures beside which the heavenly shepherd leads his flock. Again, thou shalt make them, he says, drink of the river of thy pleasures, for with thee is the fountain of life. And the wise man declares, the wellspring of wisdom is as a flowing brook. To Jeremiah, Christ is the fountain of living waters. To Zechariah, a fountain open for sin and for uncleanness. Isaiah describes him as the rock of ages and the shadow of a great rock in a weary land, and he records the precious promise, bringing vividly to mind the living stream that flowed for Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. In the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. The invitation is given, Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And in the closing pages of the sacred word, this invitation is echoed. The river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeds from the throne of God in the Lamb, and the gracious call is ringing down through the ages. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.